From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A monitoring group says the battle for the Syrian city of Aleppo is in its final stage. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says rebel forces are withdrawing from their last holdouts in the face of advancing government troops. Earlier, the Syrian government recaptured a southern district and carried out airstrikes against the last remaining areas controlled by opposition forces. Crowds of people in government-controlled western Aleppo took to the streets to celebrate. Meanwhile, about 200 kilometers to the southeast, the Islamic State group was reported in full control of Palmyra after 4 days of fighting outside the city. The Israeli Air Force is getting a boost with the arrival of America's top warplane. Robert Berger reports.
Two F-35 stealth fighter jets roared into an Air Force base in southern Israel, where they were welcomed by Israeli leaders and U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter.
There's no better symbol of the U.S. commitment to Israel's security than the F-35.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has threatened in the past to attack Iran's nuclear program, said Israel's long arm has just become longer. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Turkish state media say police Monday detained 118 People's Democratic Party officials over alleged links to Kurdish militants. Countrywide operations were launched after an offshoot of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, claimed responsibility for two bombings outside an Istanbul football stadium Sunday. At least 38 people were killed in that blast and more than 150 wounded. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump says he will announce his choice for Secretary of State Tuesday. Some observers expect him to appoint ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to the job. A federal judge has rejected an attempt to suspend a law in Colorado that forces the state's electors to vote for the winner of the November election. The ruling is a setback to plans by several electors to try to block Donald Trump from winning the Electoral College vote. A recount of votes in the state of Wisconsin has dealt another disappointment to anti-Trump forces. It turns out that Trump not only won the election there, but after a recount of the votes, actually won by an increased margin. A possible conflict is brewing between Trump and leaders in Congress who want to investigate whether Russia attempted to interfere with the election. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell Monday endorsed a bipartisan probe of the issue, pointedly declaring that the Russians are not our friends. Portugal's Antonio Guterres was sworn in Monday as the 9th UN Secretary General.
The UN must be ready to change. Our most serious shortcoming, and here I refer to the entire international community, is our inability to prevent crises. The United Nations was born from war. Today, we must be here for peace.
Mr. Guterres told member states that the United Nations needs to be nimble, efficient, and effective. The European Union and Cuba have signed an agreement to normalize ties. They had been blocked for decades by human rights concerns. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Paria and European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini signed the document.
Today we signed an historic agreement. For the first time ever, the European Union and Cuba have a formal framework for bilateral relations. This is indeed the result of a long process.
The agreement was signed Monday in Brussels. The United States and the European Union have imposed sanctions on officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo who allegedly used violence as well as other means to delay the country's elections. President Joseph Kabila's second and, according to the Constitution, final term is due to end in 1 week on December 19th, but Mr. Kabila plans to remain in office beyond that date after reaching an agreement with an opposition faction to delay elections until 2018. The majority of the opposition, though, has rejected that arrangement and is demanding that Mr. Kabila step down next Monday. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. European markets were down. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.